Hello and welcome back to the finale of Kamikaze Oliver Reacts to Ruby Volume 9, Episode 10 of Solitude and Self. Last time was the first episode of the volume that I enjoyed, more so than I had problems with. I still had problems with it, but I largely enjoyed it. The reveals with Summer and Summer's weapon, all that stuff was really cool. The plot twists about Alex and the cat were cool. Seeing the blacksmith lady again, who's at the tree, and that all the reforging stuff was cool. The genial gems were really wholesome, and that whole moment that we had there. I still don't know if being like, oh, I don't like myself right now because of these problems that are happening, so I need to change and become a literally different person, is necessarily a good message. But I also don't know if that's actually where we're going. It might not be quite that literal, so we'll find out. There's some other lingering questions I have regarding some of the things that I'm expecting probably aren't going to be addressed, and I'm just going to have to live with that, and those are going to still be issues of the series for me. But I largely enjoyed it. It was cool. It had some good moments, and it was exciting. It was also very short. This one is almost double the length. So, yeah. Let's get into it. Starting in 3, 2, 1, now. I won't miss this intro. Song was fine. The Ruby songs have never been massively my style of music anyway, so that's, you know, that's fair. I can't speak and wouldn't want to speak to whether the song's actually good or not. It's just not for me. I've liked a few of them. I feel like that hammer's to hammer onto the mouse is new. I think I saw the last time as well, but wasn't sure. I haven't checked. Maybe? I thought the Jabberwockers were going to be a much more important thing than they were. They just kind of were shadowed and then were gone. Okay, cool. What are you? There's the book. That makes sense. And there's Summer. And there's... there's the Silver Rose. And she's left it. Which they got rid of. They gave that away and no one mentioned it. That did bug me. Taiyang, I hope. Oh, the back of her hair's got like a rose in too. Wow. Raven. So, is she not dead, or did she go somewhere and then die in the process? Don't really think that's what she said at all. Okay, yeah. Okay, this is the miasma stuff again. Okay, I think it's. Is it from the leaves, maybe? Yes, okay. Cool. Got Jean the tactician again. She's having feelings back. Nice. Why are you laughing? Didn't the plan just go wrong? Alex's knife. I mean, yes. Red Like Roses theme. It's a bit heavy-handed, but fair enough. There we go! That's the animation I've been missing! So I'm guessing this is Red Light Roses Part 3 that I've been seeing. There's a lot more glyphs this season, which has been cool. There we go. There we go. Yeah, fair. What are you going to do, Neo? I mean, yes. And we're back to the humor again. And they're bigger now. Yeah, I mean, you did get them killed, didn't you? Somewhat. It's fun. Juniper does. This is very sweet, but like, why is she here if she doesn't remember them? It's cute, but why? Feral Juniper, you are an awesome animal. Okay. Now we're not done. And they're back in the tree again. Ah, cool, it's coming back. Okay. So she's actually more powerful than them? Feels like we're rewriting the lore of the show again, but... It's cute. So the Ever After is the initial place. I mean, you could crush to death. It's still a terrible thing. Okay, John's back to normal. So this is vacuum. I think. Okay, and then we've got the credits, and we've got the Weird Justice League. Ruby crossover, a trailer at the end. Okay, I enjoyed that. I have some issues, but I enjoyed that. I enjoyed the ending. That was positive. It was good. Enjoyed that a lot. Yeah. So Summer might still be out there, which is interesting. There's some interesting implications if she's still out there, and it's not just he went on a mission, and then something happened afterwards. Jean, falling into the miasma stuff around the leaves, it's like, well, but why? Wasn't that only from the thing? But no, it's burning the leaves, so that makes sense. That's what they do with the cats. It's all good. That was smart. It's good to have Jean being tactical again. Was the cat laughing when it lost? That just seems just a bit odd, but you know, there's tiny, tiny little thing that doesn't really matter at all. It's like, no, and then suddenly, okay. I'm glad Ruby didn't change, but like, I guess she saw her mum's weapon and got those memories, and she said, I love you as you are, and so she was like, I don't need to change. I don't really understand what actually changed for her to realize that she didn't need to change, and then just being like, "Ah, oh, it was in her all along." It felt a bit heavy-handed, and like, yeah, obviously. I don't feel like anything she really went through speaking to the Blacksmith Lady changed any of that. But I appreciate it, and I'm glad she didn't change. She got the Silver Rose promise thing back. That didn't get brought up at all. I do kind of really wish that was, because like Summer leaves it, and obviously we know it's important, and then she left it there for Ruby in the second flashback scene we see her in, so I do think that should have been brought up, but okay. Like, Neo straight up tortured and tried to get you to kill yourself, Ruby, and killed Little, and you're just like, ah, she'll be okay, she'll figure herself out. Again, I appreciate the second chances, but it just felt very, very easy, very forgiving. But yeah, I appreciate she has the opportunity to become something new. Maybe we'll see her again, and she'll be a reforged character. That could be cool. Little's alive. I don't know why they were there. They're like, no, wait. I don't know you. So why are you here? Again, like, I guess it could be the tree or something, but it just felt like, oh, we need to wrap this thing up. We don't want to leave it with this mouse being dead. So let's bring them back, and they can take Juniper and be called someone. Again, it was sweet. It's a sweet moment, but it's just like, but why? Why are they there? So yeah, is that. And then I don't know. Getting to see the brothers being there, and it be like, no, they're not actually gods, but they're from the ever after, and they're the first creations of this place, and therefore the tree's kind of the actual god. It feels like they're just rewriting the lore again. It feels like in the next season or something, they might be like, oh, well, there's actually this other place, and there was a seed, and someone took a seed and planted it, and then this place became the ever after, and then this place gave to the... And you know, it just keeps going out and out and out and out. I was like, I don't get the feeling that this was always the idea. I feel like this has been changed since we got the Foundation of Remnant explanation back in, like, Volume 6. But lots of cool art for those, like, background scenes with all the different people. Red Light Roses Part 3, I think that was. It sounded different. Was awesome. That was great. And that was the best fight of the series by far. It still wasn't on the levels of previous, but it was definitely better. Especially the first kind of shot or two with Ruby. That was a lot of fun. Very cool. Did like that. Again, the brothers making the Jabberwocko and the cat makes sense. And the cat not being able to repair itself because it was the only thing that repaired others after getting a broken heart. Checks out. Again, I feel like we didn't... Like, the Jabberwocko's point was just destruction, but they were just immediately subdued and controlled by Neo. Whose power... Why? Why did her power change when no one else's did? I want to know. But no. No, we don't get that information. It just was. Which does kind of bug me a bit. But, you know, there we go. Cat's dealt with now. And hopefully can be fixed now that it's been destroyed. I guess. The flowers are cute when they're talking about being yourself and having love and all that stuff. When they had the rose and then like the flowers feature of Team Ruby. That was nice. Don't really understand why after all that the genie guy who made this whole place, Ambrosio or something, I can't remember if that was his name, was like, don't fall off when this doesn't seem that bad. I mean, again, there's a whole bunch of other people who fell that assumedly just died or something because... They weren't here, but, again, tiny things. John's back to normal because of a wish or something. I mean, again, cool. Glad there's no real consequences from them being here. I guess, I don't know. Yay, I'm glad he's not super old when Ren and Norman and the others are all young. That would have kind of sucked for him and been a bit sad. Alice, not Alice, it's like Alice who's looking at Alex who fell through the world. Alex didn't make him older. Like, he did that by himself by pulling a clock off of a tree. He was waiting for Team Ruby anyway, so I don't really get how that was her fault, and so it fixed him or anything. That just seemed like another, we want John to be younger again thing. It was another nitpick, I don't mind that much. And then why isn't John? I feel like I'm getting that a bit more realistically this time. Because he tried that before. It didn't go that well. Definitely seemed like we were having some better, more realistic hints. There might be something there. And then they're there in, I think, Vacuo. I think Vacuo is where they were going. Which is cool. That's where they need to be. I don't know what they do from here, because they spent a whole season with essentially just Team Ruby. And we've got so many other characters who are seemingly doing important stuff, who we've not seen. Like, is next season just other characters? Do we have a season between, which is like Volume 9, Part 2, which is what they were all doing? Do we just kind of have a very brief recap of what's happened while they've been gone? Because that's kind of what I'm expecting is going to happen, and like I feel there's going to be an awful lot that they've missed. But I guess it depends if they show back up right after they left, and they've missed nothing. Because then if that's the case, I guess that solves every problem. Yeah. But yeah, no, okay, enjoyed the ending. Yeah, like I said, some issues, which are issues with the wider show. And really, until those last episodes, my hopes were not high. They were not high at all. Because the first 8 episodes, I was either meh to I do not like this. But it turned it around in the last two. Episode 9 especially, I really enjoyed. But this was a solid finale, and compared to my experience with the Volume 8 one, certainly better. So, I am hopeful for the future. Yes, hopeful for the future. Can I rewatch the show yet? Still no. Volume 8 still left too sour taste in my mouth, and this didn't help it massively. But looking forward, there's a chance. I mean, I'll definitely watch Volume 10 when that comes out, I think. I might regret it again, or it might be okay. No, we're good. This is solid now. That's what I hope for, because it has been nice just to be like, okay, I've got some smaller issues, but for the most part, I'm really quite enjoying this. That's what I'd much rather be doing. So we'll leave this here. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next one. Goodbye. Thank you for listening to this episode of Cabincast. For more episodes, go to www.cabincast.podbean.com or use the Podbean app. You can now also find us on iTunes and Pocket Casts under Cabincast and on YouTube. There are those here on my mind. Finally, you can find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/cabincast. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.